through hikers on the Appalachian Trail currently attempting to cover its entire 2,000 miles are being asked to get off the trail because of COVID-19. March is usually when hikers from across the world are coming through western North Carolina on their trek from Georgia to Maine, but on Wednesday, they were asked to stop, for now. Here's Jordan Bowman, spokesperson for the Appalachian Trail Conservancy.
It's that real risk of someone getting on the trail, spreading it to other hikers, going into town, spreading it around these rural vulnerable communities.
Bowman says this applies to people hiking the whole trail as well as those doing just a portion, known as section hikers. He says that right now there are over 1,000 people registered on the trail. Corey McCall is co-owner of Outfitter Outdoor 76 in downtown Franklin, a city that is an official Appalachian Trail community.
We have had a number of hikers in so far this morning, but Main Street seems to be a little bit more quiet.
McCall explains that many hikers who are on the AT right now have been planning this trip for years, and they might not have anywhere to go if they don't continue to hike on. McCall then passes his phone to a hiker in the shop.
Before I hand it over to him, I'm just going to wipe down my phone, so bear with me.
Bernie Ruoff is from Germany. He just started the trail 4 days ago in Georgia.
I just came over to the States just right before they closed air travel from Europe.
He's 37. He quit his job as an app designer to travel for a year. First he hiked in New Zealand, and now he's hiking his dream trail, the AT.
The only thing I'm worried about is that infrastructure will shut down so much that I won't be able to continue. Until that point, I just won't worry too much about it and just keep going.
The Appalachian Trail Conservancy will track businesses and hostels that are closing along the trail. This list will be available by the end of the week. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.